You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Today we are joined by Jay Melodic, an accomplished producer hailing from Philadelphia, who has produced with the likes of Tierra Whack and Pink Sweats. He just released his album, Melodic, on May 31st, available everywhere now. Welcome everyone, Jay Melodic.
Hi everybody, how you doing?
Now, Melodic is, I believe, your first album that you're releasing yourself. What vision did you have for this particular project, and what does this album mean to you?
I mean, honestly, the project really just came from an idea to have these two writing camps. We did writing camps in Philadelphia, New Jersey, hosted by Bread and Butter Management. So the idea was really just a rough one. We started with the camps. We sat down one day and was just like, we have some really good songs. We should think about putting an album out. And so we kind of tabled the idea for a second, and then we kind of picked the conversation back up. And from there, it just started happening. So it really wasn't a vision, more so I can say, but I believe once we actually got to the planning phase, it was just something that represented me. Something that represented my versatility and just the different genres of music that I like to dive into.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is your first album, so like it must have felt surreal to release something on your own, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that it was like it's the dream that I never knew that I had. So I never really ever thought about putting out my own album before. But once the conversation started, I really just was very excited about it, and just realized that this is something that I don't just want to do one time, that I want to continue this and keep on releasing music this way.
Yeah, for sure. And when I was listening through Melodic, it has a lot of songs from different genres. From what I've heard and like my like personal reaction, I saw that like Kissing Games has like an infectious Alt-A beat, and like Pleaser is light and showers you kind of more in brightness. And then Harder is like a soothing R&B track that you started off with. And it's like, I find it's pretty rare for an album in general, like especially your first album, to have like such a wide range of different songs. What compelled you to make so many tracks of different genres instead of st sticking to one particular one?
Honestly, I made a lot of the records at different times. So it was really, I think it was kind of like a dream come true in this sense too, where there were artists that came to these camps that immediately when I heard their voices or I saw like their style of writing, it kind of just was like, oh, I have this beat that would be perfect for them. And so I gathered a few and sent them over to the artist or had the artist, and then some of them recorded it live in the studio. Most all of the ideas stem from the camp, so some of them took them home and finished them up, but for the most part, I just kind of had something in my head that I heard when I heard their voices, and then they just kind of took it and ran with it.
So when you say that like you had something in your head and then you built it something off of that, right? Would you say like mainly your creative process when you're producing songs or creating songs, it's something more instantaneous, or do you have to sit on something for it to really develop?
No, I'm really one of those producers where I like once I start, I try to finish as much as the idea as possible, and when I'm done, I'm done. So like I rarely ever go back to some of the produced tracks, unless there's something that like I can't get out of my head, and I might try it and it might still not work. But for the most part, when I'm done, I'm done.
How do you know when the track is actually like finished for you and you know this is the one that you want to release?
I mean, that's a funny question because like I feel like producers can kind of agree with this. It's like whenever is the right time to stop, like it's like you can stop a couple tracks in and a couple instruments in, or you can be 50 or 60 in and it's still not be done either. So it's I think you just have that feeling, when you get to a point where you're like, if I add any more, this might just be overkill. And I think that it's like a sweet spot almost. And I think once you get there, I think that's like a great place to kind of just let it go.
Yeah.
As far as like releasing those songs, I think we in this process we didn't look at like, what's popular, what's trendy. I think we really just had feelings about these songs that these songs were things that we wanted people to hear and wanted them to enjoy it as much as we did as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Producing is always has like, I would say every producer has their own different style. And I know that you take inspiration from Pharrell and Kanye West. How do you think that that has influenced you in general, like their producing styles versus your own?
Tremendously, just growing up and listening, just to the even the maturation of their styles, I think that I've taken a little bit of, I guess, the decades that we've kind of had them now, those two in particular, just how their styles have kind of changed over the years. And I think I kind of growing up since I've loved them since I was younger. I think listening to their styles, and then when I got into producing myself, I'm like, what is going to kind of be my style? Like, what way do I want to go? And I kind of asked myself that a lot of times, and I really couldn't come up with an answer. And I'm like, why can't I just do it all and try to mesh those things, the things that I like, and try some things and see if I'm pretty good at them, and hopefully they work out.
And so, speaking of like producing for yourself and versus just producing in general, you produced many of Tierra Whack's tracks, including Walk the Beat, 27 Club, and Pretty Ugly, all of which have different, completely different energy to the other. How does it contrast like producing for others and then producing your own music?
I think it just always goes back to feeling. I think when you're working with artists, you have to be sensitive to how that artist and what the mood of the artist is. I think in this process, it's really me producing the records and kind of saying, I hear this for someone. And I am very grateful too that the artist that did hop on these tracks, they trusted me enough to say, hey, I think this will be great for you, and that they actually went and did it and actually gave it back, and they were all great results, honestly, for the project. So, I think it comes with a feeling, and I think that's just kind of like where you start, and then as long as that feeling remains throughout the process, and even with the conclusion of the song, I think then that's a great place to be.
So, do you think that like the part of creating the song and producing the beat is harder than finding that person who can, that will make this thing into a masterpiece? Or do you think it's flipped where the finding the person is harder than producing the beat?
I think finding the person for sure is harder than producing the beat. I think, yeah, definitely. When you're trying to find an artist that, because you, I think as producers, we hear things in our head, like we hear different, like the melodies that we're doing, we hear like how something might be, like a certain voice might be like a contrast to it. And it might be a good contrast. So, like, it might be something that we want to experiment and see, like, oh, maybe this person with the raspy voice, maybe it does sound good on this track. I think it's just kind of a trial and error and just seeing, how that meshes together. But definitely trying to find someone is definitely a lot harder than creating the record.
And so when you're creating records, right, you have to use a DAW and like software, music production software. So as like there are many people out there trying to get into music production, I know myself, like I tried and I was like, wow, there's so much going on. How did you, I think you use Logic Pro. How did you settle on using Logic Pro in comparison to other DAWs? And like, how does that affect like your creative process?
So it's a really funny story. When I first pro started producing in 2009, I actually was pr producing in FL, and like FL, I told myself, I was like, I'm gonna stay with this. This is amazing. And it is a great product. I know a lot of my friends that use it, and it produces great results as well. I was working in a studio at the time, and I like to have my computer hooked up to the big screen, and they really just got tired of unhooking their laptop and hooking mine up. At the time, I had a PC, and they didn't want to keep on hooking my laptop up. So they were like, hey, bro, you're gonna have to learn how to either use this or you're not gonna be able to use the TV. So I kind of was like launched into Logic, and once I got in there and I realized all of the amazing things that they had in there, and just being able to the shortcuts, everything just seems so like easy to learn. And honestly, I'm going on year, I guess this would be like year 12 or 13 of just using that DAW, and I love it. It gives you so many layers, especially when recording too. I'm not a pr I never learned Pro Tools, so learning to record in Logic, I do everything in Logic, and I think that it's very user friendly. But I think that for anybody, you have to find something that you're comfortable with, something that is easily adaptable in whatever environment. Sometimes you're called to record and you might not know. You want to be able to know that you want to be able to know your DAW enough that you're able to get that job done. No shade to the other ones, but Logic's my go-to.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you're a master of the craft. I mean,
Yeah.
also for like using like a specific software for like or producing in general for like 12 to 13 years, right? Have you ever had like a beat that like you wish went further than it did?
I do. I think it would probably, probably not one. I would say maybe my earlier beats. I think I would say that because I spent, when I first started producing, I spent so much time on one record. So it was like whether I spent 2, 3, 4 hours on on one record, I still never came back to it, but I would spend a lot of time the initial sit down. And I think that a lot of them, for me, when I look back or I listen back to them sometime from time to time, I wish that I could have done something with some of those because they're very, very instrumentational, have a lot of those, like more so like your 50 to 60 track songs that have a lot of just random hits and sounds and very experimental. So I think I would probably put them in a group and I would say like my earlier records.
And I feel like just in general what you're saying, like when you listen back on like your old stuff, right? Have you ever like sat down and was like you wish that you made it at a certain different time in your period of your life?
Funny enough, I do sometimes say I was making the music for that time because around that time when I started producing, it was very like brass sounds, strings, and all of those things. And some of those elements are actually coming back, I believe, especially in hip hop now. I guess you can say that I wish that I made them at a different time, but hey, maybe hopefully it pops up again and I can use them. I can use them now.
Yeah, absolutely. And on an interview with NPR, you say that the track Pretty Ugly by Tierra Whack is a jump around record, but the stank face at the same time. Do you
Yeah.
often try to combine like multiple different themes at once when you're making records?
Yeah, I believe I'm a lot more intentional about that the last couple of years for sure. I believe in before when I first started, like I would always try to give people like a wow factor when they like left the room and then they came back like, what did you just do? And so I think I am more intentional about doing that too now. Just because I think it's fun, experimenting with different sounds and even different genres and inside of the same song, it could be a really interesting result when you're done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I personally have like attachments to songs, of course. I feel like when you listen to songs or music in general, you have attachments. So, do you find that producing your music, do you have specific attachments to particular songs?
There is one song that I have an extreme attachment to that I did. I tried not to use my voice too much on records, but there was one song that I created, I believe in like maybe 2011, that I had this like extreme attachment to. And for whatever reason, I wanted this song to land in the right hands. I haven't even played it for that many people before, but I feel like the time will come at some point, but I do have a song in mind for someone.
Well, we can't wait to hear when you release it.
Yeah, we
But
cross our fingers.
yeah. And so, in that same interview, you also mentioned the regularity of violence in Philadelphia. And just real life in general, especially nowadays, is making music to you an outlet of telling a story that is parallel to your personal life?
Absolutely. Yes, yeah, it's my journey through everything, not just music, but the journey of life, period. just, people that you're close to that are no longer here. The experiences of just having family and just having friends is it's a tough place to grow up into because you see so much loss and so much violence. I believe that a lot of those things kind of speak through some of my music. I mean, more intentionally, you hear songs like Cutting Onions and you hear songs like Heaven. Those are experiences that I listen to these songs to this day, and I still feel the same way when we made it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you take particular like influences from different artists and how they like tell their story? For example, like my favorite artist is like Frank Ocean, and I love Blonde.
He's awesome.
And like his way of telling his story is just so amazing. Like, do you take inspiration from lyricism like that or anything?
I believe maybe I do. I don't think I love how individual artists are able to tell their stories. I pay attention to the stories. I think we all do kind of try to follow that journey with them. I don't believe, or I don't really feel as though I try to use that for my own. I think honestly, I think my journey is interesting enough. And so I kind of want to be able to express my journey the way that I experience it. Highs and lows, good and bad, and even music wise, just like how I've grown, how I've matured musically, the things that I've learned over the years. I would love for that to be able to speak more than anything.
Yeah, definitely. I think just having been in the industry for so long will definitely like impact how you are present and the future. And speaking of influences, and on the flip side of Philadelphia being more of a violent city, I saw on your Instagram that you're also a Sixers fan. And coming from the Philadelphia region as well, I know that Philly has a huge, big culture of sports, especially the Sixers and Eagles. Has any of that Philadelphian culture impacted your sound?
Absolutely. I had the great opportunity a few years ago. Wack and I were able to do a song for the Sixers for the playoff run that they were going on. So that was like another dream that I never knew I had come true. It was a great experience working with the people with the Sixers organization and just seeing how people embraced it. But just overall, the city gives so much, and there's so much music history here in Philadelphia. I don't even want to name names because I'll forget some, but just I have so many, and a lot of my favorite producers, besides the two you mentioned earlier, are from Philadelphia. And just seeing how like our sound has evolved over the years, and just even hearing the stuff that started here was just is awesome to see. I also get a lot of inspiration from just looking at the stuff around and seeing Philly and how it's developed even more over the last couple of years. I'll just go and sit somewhere and look at a building, and or I'll just go to like 30th Street and look at all the traffic ride by. All those things are very inspiring to me and kind of like open up a different level of whatever in my brain, I guess, that I need to get out.
Yeah, for sure. Philadelphia, I believe, has such a long history, especially music-wise. There's so much coming from hip hop and R&B and all of that. And I think it would be very impactful on a multitude of artists and not just like people hailing from the Philadelphia region, since there's so much going on. And along with the Sixers post, you also have multiple videos of yourself creating music with your laptop in like obscure like places. You even do it right on the stretch in front of City Hall. Can you talk about what compelled you to start this and the story behind how it started?
It started because I just needed more stuff to post. I'm a horrible content person. So I try to do when I get an urge to do something, I have to do it right then. And so I called my buddy Nick up, and I was just like, yo, where's like a place that I can do a video of me making a beat? And we just thought about it, and we were like, let's go down to City Hall. 'Cause I mean, you see a lot of people in that same spot taking pictures for like weddings or like graduations. So I just remember always like kind of riding on Broad Street and seeing people do that. So I'm like, well, I bet you no one's ever made a beat here before, and hopefully I am the first. I think I am the first, but hopefully I am.
So you,
So
that you making a beat was actually live.
that was live, yeah. So I actually started that beat there. We were there for about 45 minutes. I started the beat there, and I finished the beat there. So the reel that you see, or like the small piece of it was really just the tail end of it, but I actually sat out there with my headphones and made the beat in the middle of the street.
That's pretty incredible, like how fast you make beats. Like, what is your just time range in general for making beats and producing?
It varies. It varies. I guess maybe depending on the genre too. But I can go from like 15, 20 minutes to like maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I don't try to put a time limit on myself. I am very curious though, when I do look at the clock sometimes when I start it, and I'm very curious sometimes how long it did take me. But I don't want to cheat myself by like saying like, oh, I have to make a beat in 20 minutes and move on to the next or whatever. I like to be able to give myself time and, just be able to create what I want.
Absolutely. Putting a time on things definitely is a stressor, but I think it's pretty interesting when you make a beat within like such a short amount of time.
And sometimes like even with those beats too, like you can spend a long time on a beat and it can be, I don't want to say like less impactful, but it can be something that, you have a lot of elements to it. And sometimes even if you don't have a lot of elements and you're spending a lot of time on it, it could just be something where you really just had to sit with it and understand the direction of which you wanted to go. You might start it and you might stop it, and then you're like, oh, I don't like this melody, or I want to change it. I do believe in erasing sometimes, like not the entire beat, but maybe you just have to kind of put a pause on that and try some different things, try to experiment with different sounds. But it is very interesting with like the whole time thing, but I never want to rush though.
Yeah,
Just kind of give it the time it needs.
absolutely. And from all the music that you have produced, do you have a particular track that you yourself are most proud of and a particular track that you love the most?
I think I have a special attachment to the ones I mentioned, Heaven and Cutting Onions. Cutting Onions was Tierra did this song. Well, I produced it and she recorded the same night around the time when my grandmother passed. So that was kind of like, in a way, it was kind of the soundtrack of my life for the next couple of months. So that's a very special track to me. I believe, let me see. There's a song that we did called Eight. That track is really significant to me because it featured in the Madden video game, Madden 22. And that means a lot to me because I've played Madden literally probably every year that I could play sports games whenever it came out. And so that's like one of my favorite games between Madden and 2K basketball. Those are my favorite games. So having that song on there was like really, really special to turn the game on and you just hear something that you created is like, it's still kind of crazy to think that that actually happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the fact that you have a like song that's just like available on such a wide platform that so many people consume is insane.
It's a really great feeling. And just like that attachment, like it takes you back to like your kid. Like when you're a kid, it's like sitting in a living room or sitting in your room playing a video game, and then now it's like you're actually a part of the game. And the experience behind it was great too. We got to go to the Eagle Stadium, and we got to shoot the video for it, being able to be on the field and in the locker rooms. Like the whole experience of that day too just kind of culminated. And when the game finally came out, just being able to get that. And then I did a giveaway too. I was able to link up with our partners at EA, and we were able to give out some of the games to some of my followers and fans, which was great.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds really nice for like the people that are receiving on that part.
Yeah, for sure.
So back to your album Melodic. What was the best part of making it in general? Do you have like a specific story or any instance?
I remember them all very vividly. The writing camps actually lasted for a total of 2 days apiece. So, Philly camp was 2 days, New York camp was 2 days. I was in the room. In New York, we had one studio, so it was kind of like a think tank. It was a couple individuals that were in the room, and I was just kind of like airdropping beats, like, "Hey, try this, try this, try this." So I remember I enjoyed that experience. The Philadelphia experience was a little bit different because we had so many different rooms to be able to create in. So it kind of was like one of those, like you get an Airbnb for a weekend and you just put a bunch of people there and you just start creating. So it was like one person's going to this room, another person's kind of going there. So I wasn't really there for like the creation of those records, but when at the end of the camp, when they played those records and I heard them for the first time completed, that was like a great feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so thank you so much for your time and allowing me this opportunity to interview you. If you would like, do you have anything else that you would like to say or let everyone know what you're up to?
Yeah, well, first off, thank you so much for for your time too. Thanks to the university. I appreciate this and being able to highlight but yeah, able to highlight this album and this project myself and all the other people that were a part of this. Seven amazing artists that I believe that will do great things in music. What I'm up to next is just continue to create. I'm looking to do more projects like this and to just do more albums and to release more singles, instrumental tracks, all those things. Definitely are trying to move these camps along too. So New York was the first stop, Philadelphia is the next stop. We're looking at a few different cities as a next option. I'm crossing my fingers for Nashville for the next one. And so, if people are around or if you know people in those areas, please be on the lookout for information to come from that. We definitely wouldn't mind to come to Pittsburgh either.
Pittsburgh would love for you guys to
We
come.
would actually like to come to Pittsburgh. So let's put Pittsburgh on the list too. So people that are in the Pittsburgh area, we are trying to come there. So, if you guys will have us, we'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely. We have so many music producers here at the university that would love to meet you and talk to you about your experience.
I visited Pittsburgh a while back and then also recently. And there's just a lot of talented people in Pittsburgh. And I know that I haven't even been able to scratch the surface of meeting that. But honestly, let's do it. Like let's just do it.
Thank you for your time
All right.
again.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Education, too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing, never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing, and that's too much plowing to be done. Day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a haul that hay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Education, too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing, and that's too much plowing to be done. Day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a hold that hay. It was hard, but it was fair. We was always out there, out in the red hot sun, for all the work was never done. Oh, yeah, crop of sun.
WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a hold that hay. It was hard, but it was fair. We was always out there, out in the red hot sun, for all the work was never done. Oh, yeah, crop of sun. The work was never done. It was new.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing. And that's too much plowing to be done. It was hard, but it was fair. But we was all. Day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain. God, we still got a hold that hay. It was hard, but it was fair. We was always out there, out in the red hot sun. All the work wasn't ever done. But yeah, proper sun.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain. God, we still got a haul that hay.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing. And that's too much plowing to be done. It was hard, but it was fair. But we was all. Day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a haul that hay.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a haul that hay. Oh,
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Education, too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing, never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing, and that's too much plowing to be done. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a hard at hand. It was hard, but it was bad. We was always out there, out in the red hot sun, for all the work wasn't ever done. Oh, sharecropper son.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. We was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a hold at hand. It was hard, but it was fair. We was always out there, out in the red hot sun, for all the work wasn't ever done. Oh, sharecropper son. The work wasn't ever done.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing. And that's too much plowing to be done. It was hard, but it was fair. But we was all. Day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a haul that hay.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. HDR.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
Here she comes.